Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, February the 13th, and I'm Asha Menon. The market experienced subdued trading in the week ended February 10th. Benchmark indices largely flatlined. The Reserve Bank of India raised the repo rate by 25 bps to 6.5%, which was in line with expectations. The central bank also turned optimistic and increased the growth forecast for FY23 to 7% from the earlier estimate of 6.8%, which lifted the market mood. But the rising possibility of further policy tightening by the Federal Reserve and the FII outflow restricted gains. BSE Sensex fell 159 points to 260,683 and Nifty gained 2.5 points to hit 70,856. The broader markets performed far better. Nifty Midcap 100 rose 2% and Nifty Small-Cap 100 rose 1%. Auto, energy, FMCG, metal and oil and gas stocks were under pressure, but buying was seen in technology, infra, pharma and select banking and financial services stocks. On Monday, the market is expected to react to monthly industrial output data. Industrial output has slowed down to 4.3% from 7.3% in November 2022. Overall, the consolidation and range-bound trade seen for 1.5 months is expected to continue this week too. The focus will be mainly on monthly inflation numbers from India and the US, since quarterly earnings season is coming to an end. What are some of the key variables that the markets will be tracking this week? First, as we said before, the inflation data. The monthly CPI inflation number has been below the upper band of the RBI's target range for the last 2 months, and it has fallen for the fourth straight month in December. In the first month of 2023 too, it is expected to be below 6%. That said, core inflation is likely to be sticky at around 6%. Sticky core inflation is also why the RBI Monetary Policy Committee has raised the repo rate by 25 bps. But experts are seeing core inflation cooling slightly. Barclays MD Rahul Bajoria exports core inflation to edge down to 6% year-on-year in January after 8 straight months of it being around 6.2 to 6.3%. That said, Barclays is expecting core inflation to remain sticky because of reviving domestic demand and increasing pricing power. The WPI inflation print will be out on February 14. The balance of trade data for January will be out the next day and the foreign exchange reserves data will be released on Friday. Busy week for macro data. After the domestic inflation numbers, US inflation numbers will also be closely tracked by the markets. The US inflation numbers will be released on February 14th again. This is important because it will be a key determinant for interest rate decision by the Federal Reserve in the coming month. For the time being, experts expect largely good news. That is, they expect it to fall further in January 2023 from 6.5% in December. Fed officials hinted that they will continue policy tightening till they see a decisive sign of inflation falling. After the inflation numbers, the street will be tracking corporate earnings. We are in the last leg of corporate earnings season. And this week, nearly 1,500 companies are going to release their quarterly earnings. Most of this will be out by the first half of the week. Important names to watch out for would be Nykaa, Adani Enterprises, Eicher Motors, Grasim Industries, ONGC, Siemens and Nestle India. Next data point that will be keenly tracked is the price of oil. Oil prices have seen a strong rebound last week after Moscow decided to cut oil output by 5 lakh barrels per day in March. International benchmark Brent crude futures has since jumped to $86.52 a barrel, higher than $80 a barrel last week, which is a significant jump in a week. Finally, we have the data on FII funds flow. Their selling slowed down in February after significant outflow in January. If this trend of slowing selling continues, it could be a great support for the market. As per provisional numbers available with the NSE, DIIs are still absorbing the FII selling. While FIIs have sold holdings worth more than 5,000 crore in February so far, DIIs have more than compensated for this by buying over 6,000 crore in the same period. Now for the technical view. The Nifty has a formation of doji kind of pattern on the weekly as well as daily charts, which indicates an indecisiveness among buyers and sellers about the future market trend. Overall, it traded within the range of budget day for 7th consecutive session. Considering the consolidation of last few days within the range of 17,650 to 17,900, along with a strong defense at 17,800, there are higher chances that the range-bound trade may break on the higher side than downside. If Nifty manages to decisively break the downward sloping resistant trend line, adjoining highs of December 1, 2022 and January 24, 2023, which is at 17,972, then there could be a rally towards 18,000 or 18,250 area in coming sessions, according to experts. Experts said that any close above 18,000 will be the first sign that the uptrend is resuming again. They are still waiting for participation from broader markets, which has been lacking so far. Option data indicated that 18,000 is expected to be crucial resistance for Nifty in near term, with support at 17,700 to 17,800. The volatility measure or India VIX fell significantly during the week, especially after the end of key events, which were budget and FOMC meet. Therefore, if the volatility falls further and sustains, it could mean more stability for the market and more comfort for bulls. Volatility dropped by 11.46% from 14.40 level to 12.75 on a week-on-week basis. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more updates on the markets. Have a wonderful trading day.